Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. At 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Said you're undeserving, 'cause you would never tell? What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell? Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness isn't clean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me. It's under the blood. I praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed, not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stain and sinful past when I was bound by sin. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say it's under the blood. Sin and shame, it's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood.
Amen. Acts chapter number 19 this morning. And begin reading in verse number 13. The Bible said of Acts chapter 19, verse number 13, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. So they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also brought used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, we thank you, God, for the beautiful day that you've given, God, the blessings upon our life this morning, God. But most of all, I thank you, Lord, for salvation, Lord. God, for reaching down in that horrible pit, lifting us up and putting our feet upon a solid rock and establishing our going this morning, putting a song in our mouth. I even praise unto God this morning. I do thank you, God, for the privilege to read your word this morning, God, to go to your house and to offer you the first fruits of our heart this morning. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. I pray that the name of Christ be exalted this morning without measure. I pray that someone might come to saving knowledge of Christ this morning, be born again. I am the family of God. And I pray this morning, God, that you touch those we made mention that are sick, those this morning, God, discouraged, those, God, that are bearing the burdens and fighting the battles. I pray you throw out the lifeline, God, and Lord, that you'd give relief unto those this morning, God, that stand in need of it. Father, I pray you'd have your hand upon us this morning, God. We'll thank you and praise you for everything accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen this morning. Now then, I want to read verse number 15 again. The Bible said, the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are ye? I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning the man that hell knew. The man that hell knew this morning. And now all glory belongs unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't want to do anything but praise the name of God this morning and never give credit unto the devil for anything this morning. But verse number 15 tells us, dear friend, that hell knew the Savior and hell knows the servant. Amen. Hey, if you're saved this morning, the devil knows who you are. And believe me, brother, he hates the very ground that you walk on this morning. He knows that he can't touch your soul. But brother, he's going to do his best to ruin your life. Dear friend, this morning, Paul was known of the Pharisees. Paul was known by the Jews of that area. He was known by the church. Paul was known of the Romans and Gentiles. And Paul was known of the devil. I think the devil ought to know who we are this morning. The Bible tells us this morning that the evil spirit said, Paul, I know, but who are ye? We've got so many today with a chameleon effect. I mean, when they get with one crowd, they're one color. And when they get in the church, they're another color. And when they get home, they're another color. They just blend into the background. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, you ought to let the devil know, dear friend, who you are this morning. We've got so many that flip-flop and flinch. I try to straddle the fence. Dear friend, they're on, they're off, they're up, they're down, they're in, they're out. Dear friend, God needs some faithful folks. Dear friend, that'll let the devil know. Brother, we're on God's side. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, the devil has a hit list. Dear friend, and if he's bothering you this morning, brother, if he's trying to hinder you, dear friend, today, then you know the devil, dear friend, knows who you are. And I hope there's a star by my name. Amen. Paul said, every time I try to do something good, evil is always there to resist me. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the harder you try to serve God, the more you try to do for Him. Dear friend, the more the devil's trying to hinder your plans this morning. There are two kind of hunters in this world. There's the game hunter. They'll shoot anything for food. They'll shoot rabbits and squirrels and possums. Dear friend, that's what the devil does. He's out to get anybody this morning. He's the roaring lion that seeks whom he may devour. But there's also the trophy hunter. Dear friend, he don't mess with the little things. He's only looking for the big game, the mount on his wall. Amen. And believe me, there's many preachers and deacons and godly ladies that have their head and their hide hanging on the devil's wall this morning. Dear friend, he knows. Dear friend, how to hunt this morning. He knows how to dangle in front of your eyes. He knows how to set the snare this morning. That's why Peter said, be sober and vigilant, for your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, there's too many today trying to stop the devil. Dear friend, we try to protest, we boycott, we go on strikes, we have marches. Dear friend, but God never told me to paint a sign and lay down in the middle of the road somewhere. You can't stop the devil this morning. He's going to do, dear friend, his will this morning. But I'll tell you what we need to do is start playing offense. Amen. Dear friend, you just keep working for the Lord. Dear friend, and I guarantee you, you'll accomplish more this morning than trying to stop the devil from doing what he's doing. Dear friend, I'll tell you this one. Paul was a great servant of the Lord. The devil stayed on him all the time. Dear friend, and I'll tell you, Paul said, and be you a follower of me, even as I'm a follower of Christ. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we've had it too easy. Dear friend, we're not standing in the devil's way. Dear friend, let me tell you, friend, we need to get busy about our Father's business. Dear friend, this morning now, why is it that hell knew who Paul was? Well, first of all, Paul was a prayer
warrior. Amen. Paul believed in that intercessory prayer. Paul believed in that effectual, fervent prayer. Paul believed in that throne of grace and ringing the prayer bells of heaven. Amen. Faith may move mountains, but prayer moves God. Paul said we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. He said prayer is for the tearing down of strongholds. Paul believed in prayer this morning. Dear friend, that's why hell knew who he was. Dear friend, Paul prayed the prayer of commitment. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Amen. Stand in the gap. Make up the hedge. Take hold the hand of God. Reach out to the hand of your neighbor. Get the job done. Stay with your prayers. Dear friend, pray in the morning. Pray throughout the day. Pray at night. Amen. You ain't always got to be on your knees, as the song just got through saying. Brother, you can be riding down the road. You don't have to close your eyes. And you still can have prayer and communion and talk to God this morning. Paul was a prayer warrior and believed in prayer this morning. He played the prayer of concern. Ephesus, Thessalonians, Philippi, Colossae. Paul said, I always make mention of you in my prayers. Amen. Paul said, despite all of these things that have come upon me from without, he said also the burden of the church that comes from within. Paul said, I'm praying for those. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'll tell you, we show and we act. Dear friend, but the fact of the matter is we ought to be concerned about one another by praying, calling out their name, and lifting them up before God. Amen. Paul prayed the prayer of confidence. Acts 27, verse 25. And Paul said, I believe God. Amen. Brother, it doesn't do any good to pray if you don't believe the prayers are getting to God. It don't do any good if you don't think they're getting higher than the ceiling. It doesn't do any good if you don't think that God's going to answer them. Paul said, my God shall supply all of your needs. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I know in whom I believe that he's able to keep that I've committed unto him against that day, and that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, and that all things are working together for the good of them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. Paul had confidence in the abilities and the blessings of God this morning. And I'll tell you, that's why hell knew who Paul was. When Paul began to pray, thank God heaven began to move. Amen. Believe me, the devil felt the earthquake. When God began to shake that jailhouse, amen. Dear friend, Paul was a prayer warrior. But also, I want to say the reason why that hell knew who Paul was. Paul was a personal witness. Acts 20:20, I said they went from house to house. Dear friend, Paul shared Christ with Felix, with Lydia, with Agrippa, with Festus, with the jailer. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, if our goal is not to win souls, then we're just a sounding brass in a tinkle symbol. Jesus was a personal witness. Amen. Yes, everywhere he went, he drew masses and drew the multitudes in the crowds. But it was just as important as him. Dear friend, to pass by Samaria, where was a woman sitting on the well. It was just as important for him to head down to Jericho, where blind Bartimaeus sat on the side of the road. Amen. Dear friend, it was just as important for him, dear friend, to be touched by the woman that lived, dear friend, through the crowd with the issue of blood, the woman taken in adultery, the man that turned back after being cured of his leprosy. I'm telling you, Paul was a personal witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul had ambition. Romans chapter 1 verse 15, Paul said, I'm ready to preach. Amen. I'm ready to spread the good news. I am ready to win souls. Dear friend, put forth an effort. Peter said, be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you the hope that lies within you this morning. And Paul said, I am both ready, dear friend, to preach the gospel, dear friend, and also to die for the gospel this morning, and also so Paul said, I'm not ashamed. Romans chapter 1 verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed. I'll stand up. I'll cry aloud. I'll lift up my voice. Amen. I'm not going to be shy. I'm going to be talkative. I'm not going to be embarrassed. And if from the thoughts of hell overwhelm my soul this morning, and I want to reach out to men and tell them about Jesus and the love of God this morning, and the reason the devil didn't like Paul and hell knew who he was is because everywhere that Paul went, souls got saved. And men got the gospel preached unto them. And Paul said, not only is he ambitious and he's not ashamed, he's also adaptable. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 22, Paul said, must become all things to all men, that we might win some to Christ. Amen. That doesn't mean you get drunk with the drunkards. That doesn't mean you lie with the prostitutes. That doesn't mean you shoot up with the druggies. Paul said, I can get on all levels. If the Pharisees want to talk about Christ, I can get up on their level. If Lydia, I had never heard the gospel, and needs me to explain it, I'll get down on her level. If that mean cutthroat jailer wants to know about the gospel, I can get on his level and I'm tell him about the gospel. Hey, Paul said, one plants and one sows and one waters, but it's God that gives the increase. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, Paul was a personal witness, dear friend, both in word and in the life that he lived. That's why the devil knew who he was. Brother, because when he come into town, Jesus got magnified. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Dear friend, Paul was a prayer warrior, and Paul was a personal witness. But I want to say, thirdly, Paul was a persistent worker. Amen. Philippians 4 verse 11, he said, whatsoever state I find myself in, I've learned to be content. Amen. It didn't matter what the devil throwed at him. It didn't matter what the world dished out to him. Trials and troubles, jails and shipwrecks and persecutions and stripes and prosperity and poverty and hunger and want. Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatsoever state I find myself in. Amen. Paul was consistent and persistent in his working for the Father's business this morning. Paul's eyes was on Jesus. He said in Hebrews 12 verse 2, looking unto Jesus, at the author and finisher of our faith. He knew God had control. Dear friend, and listen, Jesus told him from the very beginning, I'm going to show you what things you must suffer. And he said, Paul, you must be a witness for me at Jerusalem and also at Rome. Paul knew that no matter what happened, he was going to finish his course that God had mapped out for him. He said, I finished it. I run my race. Dear friend, he said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me and looking to those things which are before me and pressing on. I thank God this morning. Paul kept putting one foot in front of the other. Amen. And kept his eyes on Jesus and had his mind on glory. Philippians 3:8, Paul said, I count all things as loss that I might obtain Christ. Amen. Dear friend, God knows if we're sincere this morning. Dear friend, the devil does too. Amen. He knows why you sing, why you preach, why you teach, why you pray, why you visit, why you give in the offering. If you do it for yourself or do it for the glory of God. Amen. And Paul said, you know my labors, that I've not done this. I've not preached for ourselves, but we preach for the glory of God. Amen. Dear friend, he had his heart fixed on things above. He said, I'm pressing toward that prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, because I know that being absent from this body, it make me present with the Lord. And said, I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart. Dear friend, but no, nor is more needful to me to stay in the flesh. But he said, but I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God that loved me and gave himself for me. Paul was a persistent worker through the ups and downs, through the hardships. Dear friend, Paul kept going for God. Dear friend, the devil hates it, brother, when you can endure hardness. The devil hates it, brother, when you hunker down, dear friend, and ride out the storm. The devil hates it, brother, when you soak up, dear friend, anguish and distress like old Job, and still can sit down in sackcloth and ash, dear friend, looking at the loss of everything you have, and saying, blessed be the name of the Lord. Dear friend, that Paul was that kind, a persistent worker this morning. Dear friend, hell knew about Paul because he was a prayer warrior and a personal witness and a persistent worker, but thank God he was a prepared watchman. In Titus 2 and verse 13, Paul said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior. Amen. He said, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, that the faithful judge, how the Lord shall give me that day, but not only me, but to all them that do love his appearing. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel. And then Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. And we'll not all sleep, but we'll all be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. Amen. Dear friend, Paul was looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, Paul finished his task. He said in 1 Timothy chapter 4, dear friend, this morning I've run the race, I've finished my course, I've fought a good fight, I've done all that was asked of me. I've fasted, I've fought, I forsook, I preached, I prayed, I pleaded. Dear friend, Paul said, I'm clean of the blood of all men. Amen. He said, you know how that I warned you day and night, dear friend, to turn from your ways and turn unto God. Dear friend, this morning, Paul, dear friend, took advantage of every opportunity. Dear friend, even though there were times he said the door was shut, he said, I looked to the other direction when God opened the door. Dear friend, the devil knows what discourages you. Dear friend, this morning, he knows how to defeat you. That Paul kept looking for that day when the Lord was coming again. Dear friend, he said, oh, dear friend, I'm looking for that day. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, he said, if in this life only all we had was hope, we'd be of all men most miserable. Dear friend, and Paul said, I reckon the sufferings of this life cannot be compared to the glory. Dear friend, this waiting, he said, the half has never been told, neither is it in the heart of man the things that God's prepared for them that love him. Amen. Have they something better? Have they something worth waiting for? Endure the shipwrecks. Endure the stonings, the beating, the prison, the perils. But thank God they'd be all worth it all when we see Jesus. Dear friend, the devil knows whose side you're on. If you're not gathered together, you're scattered abroad. If you're not with us, you are against us. Dear friend, if you're not, dear friend, helping, you're hurting and you're hindering. Dear friend, I'll tell you, lay it all aside and serve God this morning. Does hell know who you are this morning? Does the devil take a notice when you drop to your knees and start praying? Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, hell knew who Paul was and hell knew who Jesus was. Do they know who you are this morning? May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer.
Nothing can fall. Jesus, not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of